When someone hurts you, you are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. Isaiah 43:10. Several years ago, I'd hit a snapping point with a friend. Our friendship was not how I envisioned it to be. It felt unbalanced, and I just knew it should be so much more. I hate conflict, but I decided that nothing was going to change unless I approached my friend and let them know how I felt. I believed if I shared my viewpoint that my friend would see my pain and be more deliberate in showing me I was loved and valued. I bravely confronted my friend and let her know how I felt. In my mind, she was one of my best friends because we seemed to get along so great. We had several things in common, and I enjoyed our conversations. What I was most upset about was that our conversations were mostly started by me, and when it came to doing anything together, it was random and not intentional. I found out that she didn't really think that way about me. Though she considered me a friend, she didn't really reciprocate my vision. Candidly, just having that conversation pushed her farther away, because it stirred up an uncomfortable feeling of being overly needed. I was undone. This was not the first friendship I had poured my heart into, only to see that things weren't mutual. I had circled that mountain before, and this is where I would just run away until such time where I would circle the mountain again. But God wouldn't let me do that this time. It disturbed me, but I had heard clearly, don't run, just love. It was hard to be around my friend and choose to love them for where they're at. God let me know it was time I trusted him for my wholeness and needs. Time to stop requiring those around me to be my provision. Have you ever been at a place where you thought someone should be taking care of your needs, but God is wanting you to trust him to provide? Here's what I've learned. Trust God, not your emotions. Isaiah 43 verses 1 through 2 say, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you." God positioned other friends to encourage me, to see myself as a worthy friend and a beautiful person. It came down to seeing the value and beauty God put inside of me, even when my life said the opposite. I didn't really trust God in these circumstances before because I had nothing to base it on. God's character and his thoughts toward me are a strong foundation. Let Jesus have dominion. Even though I was sure we were meant to be friends, I had to let that go so Jesus could heal me in the brokenness in our friendship. In my heart, I had to be at peace with never having the friendship I thought we should. In turn, to be a person who can love when God says without requiring it back. Isaiah 43:18 says, "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new." Let God make things new. He has better vision of things than you do. The Bible is treasure. Let the Holy Spirit speak truth to trample the lies of the enemy when wrong thinking comes. I wrote out declarations and truths in my phone. When I felt wronged or alone because I was focused again on what I wasn't being included in with friends, I would bring out my notepad and declare God's truth over me until the lie lost its hold on me. It was well over a year of training my mind to really believe God's truth. Forgiveness sets you free. I need to forgive myself for not being whole in this area, my friends for not living up to my standards, and for failing to trust God before this. I had to learn to think the best of those around me. Most of life's hurts and offenses are a lie the enemy has convinced you to believe. Being mindful of that lie will set you free to live life unoffended. Through saying yes to God's request not to run, I chose to let the Holy Spirit heal me and embody truth in this area of my life. It took about 2 years, but now I have lots of good friends, including my friend from this story. Go the extra mile. When we line up our thoughts to what God says about us, how he created us to be, we can keep a heavenly perspective. What is a mountain that you've circled one too many times? Is there something negative you believe about yourself because of what someone else said or did to you? I challenge you right now to stop circling that mountain and go to God's word to see what he really thinks about you. Jesus died and rose again for us to live a life of love. Write down 2 scripture verses you can use to combat lies you have believed. Declare them over yourself every time you think otherwise.